What I'm saying is, right, watch this. I smoke crack, I go to jail. 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 And I smoke crack, and I go to jail. See, when I first got here in the program, right, and they talk about nuts. And when they talk about nuts, they talk about not using steps. I can clearly identify with it, right? Because when I first got here, it wasn't about using the steps for me. I really wanted to just stay clean, right? Get me some clothes, right? You know, try to look good. And get me a little car. Get me a job, right? And I was off. I was all right. See, the job, the car, and the clothes, right? It kind of like took control. So I ain't really need meetings no more. You know what I'm saying? And sponsorship, I ain't sponsor who? You know what I'm saying? When y'all talk about sponsors, now that I understand about sponsors, because I had a sponsor named Slingshot. Big Bo. You know what I'm saying? Toby. All of them told me, like, man, what's the name over there? He got them big jumps. You know, oh, you can get 3 for $25 from him. Might get 4. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. I had sponsors like that. So when I came here, I really ain't recognize sponsorship. But as I kept on going back and forth to jail, the pain kept on getting greater. And it kept getting greater. And it kept getting greater. And what I'm talking about getting greater was, right, every time I go to jail, I put my milk in the toilet stool to keep it cold. I wrap all my bread up in toilet paper to keep it soft. See, over D.C. jail, it's about survival over there. They give you this real big tray, right, with nothing in it. Every day we eat lettuce, right? Peanut butter was the best thing smoking over there, right? Shit on a shingle was the best thing smoking. So when I got over there, you know, and when I said, well, you know what, man, I'm going to try this meeting. I'm going to try Narcotics Anonymous because, you know, I'm tired. And when I did all that and said all this good stuff to the counselor and everything, when I went out, right, when they said, Corey, bag your baggies, time to go, right? Narcotics Anonymous went right out the window. See, because I ain't never had a foundation. I ain't have anything to sit on, right? So when they would talk about the step work, I ain't really had nothing to sit on. So when I came back, I said, well, I'm going to try this thing, right? But I could never get it, right, because I would never surrender to the program. I wasn't never surrendering to the program. I would surrender to, like, a girl. Right? A job. See, I was doing stuff like that because that was real easy to do for me. Right? So when they said, man, you got to find, you know, and the thing about it, they said, well, find God and find him now. That went right over my head. But every time I get in front of Judge Leibovitz, right, she was, you know, I would say, God, please, God. And I would listen to all, you know, I would start singing spiritual songs. And I'm talking about me. I don't know what y'all, you know, because I was trying to convince God I was going to do this the right way when he let me out this time, right? But I never had a foundation, right? So I kept on going in and out, in and out. And I celebrated my first year clean ever in 2004, right? And no, in March the 14th, right? I celebrated in January. March the 14th, 9:30 at night. I did it all again. I got the job. I'm a plumber by trade, you know. So I get good jobs. I can't keep it, but I get them, right? You know, I had the car. I had everything. Living in a house. Matter of fact, me and my girlfriend, we went to Blockbuster that day in a... We got 3 movies, and I'm a cook. I cooked a real big dinner. We ate. See, I ain't know nothing about, you know, telling on my disease, right? But we ate. And the disease was festering in me. And I ain't never have an outlet. I had phone numbers, but I never used them, right? And the disease played a trick on me, and he said, well, Corey, 3 for $25. So what I did was, after the first movie was over, I said, baby, I'll be right back. I put my sweatsuit on. I got in a brand new truck I brought and took off and went through the 3rd Street Tunnel, and I ended up on 17th and Q Street. Right? I rolled down the window. I had the biggest knot. I had a big knot. Right? I peeled $25. I said, let me get 3 for $25. I took the first hit, and I said, damn. I fucked up. I fell so low to the ground, I said, fuck it. Let's go. See, I had used my truck, I had this brand new truck, so, you know, all the money was gone. That was like 2 weeks. Nah, a week and a half. The money was gone. So they said, they start cleaning up, and they said, Corey, you gotta go. I'm like, go with you. I was spending all my money with y'all. I ain't going nowhere. But then, you know, they said finding means and ways to get more, and, you know, you doing stuff. And so I started stealing, like breaking in stuff. And, you know, I'm trying to share a little bit for y'all can know where I'm at, right? You know, I'm the addict. I will have a refrigerator on top of my truck, a stove inside of the truck. And I'll be driving around the neighborhood trying to sell it. Finding means and ways to get more, right? So this time, right, after, you know, 90 days of being out there, God saved my life. For some reason, he keep on intervening. He keeps intervening. He keeps clipping me up. He keeps knocking me off that path. And he was like, you know, you got the right to remain silent. Anything you say may be held against you in the court of law. So, this time I went to Burlington, New Jersey. They put me on the bus. Federal destination. 30 days in the hole. Bunk 3. I mean, that man, it was all the way up there. And I had to climb all the way up there. And I had time to, like, spend time with God and say, God, I am really tired, for real. Because I was around some dudes, and I'm talking about I was around some killers and, you know, murderers and rapists and all that stuff I ain't really never wanted to be around, but I've got my chance. Because I never surrendered to the program. Right? So, after doing 3 years, you know, coming home this time, right? I went to this meeting, right? It's called the Anacostia Young People's Club. And I went to that meeting, right, the first day I got home. And I had a big bag of clothes that my mother, like, wrapped all up and put in the closet. And I only had 2 pair of jeans. I had, like, 7 to 8 pair of Mitch Mack socks and some T-shirts. And I had to get the jeans out, and I pulled the jeans out, and they was balled up, and they had spats and burnt holes. And I ain't care, you know. I wasn't trying to get high no more. Right? So I went down to Anacostia Young People's Club. And I get real emotional over this because I ain't never asked for no help. But for some reason, I raised my hand. I said, I'm Corey. I just got out of jail. I'm tired of going to jail, and I need some help. I ain't never asked for no help before. And it felt like some weights just lifted off me, right? I was getting real free, and I was going to the 7 a.m. meeting every day. And I was, you know, starting to share, and I kept on sharing this. Man, I filled out 14 applications and I can't get a job. And they said, keep coming back. Y'all almost ran me out here, because how y'all gonna tell me keep coming back? I'm like, I ain't got no money. I still got 2 pair of jeans, and my mother just washed my shirts. So I'm really wearing the same thing every day. Somebody help me out with a haircut. You know what I'm saying? But I kept coming back. I kept coming back. And I kept getting better. And I was getting better, and they said, well, Corey, you know, you've done this before. You've done this stuff before, Corey. It's time for you to do some work. Right? They said, man, you know, you got to get a sponsor now. Right? So I ain't get a sponsor by name this time, and what kind of car he driving, how he be looking all fly, and I'd be like, that's my sponsor right there. You know, I got a sponsor that I started to call. And, you know, and I wasn't used to calling a man, every day. You know, telling all my business. But what happened was that I had to start following the path that y'all already laid for me. So I had to take some simple suggestions like, you know, call every day. Just to say hi. Oh, I'm just checking in. You know? And then he got me ready. He got me ready. He bought me a book. I ain't have any money. He bought me a book and he said, read. Right? And I started identifying the book. I started to read the book and the book started to fill me up. It started to, man, fill the hole. It started to do something to me, right? I started thinking, now I got some social skills. I can talk to somebody. I ain't always talking about, you know, you got half. I got like 7. How much you got? I'm starting to talk to people now, right? I'm talking on a level that, you know, I can, you know, just talk. Now I'm starting to practice some principles in my life. I'm really starting to practice some principles because I ain't the same person I was when I first got here. I'm much more mature than I was a long time ago. The little boy is slowly leaving. I say slowly leaving. Sometimes he always finds his way back home, but, you know, I can hold on to him. But I started doing the step work and I started opening up and, you know, in the beginning, I didn't understand the process, but somebody in the other meeting was talking about fear turning to faith, and faith without works is dead. So I had to turn my fear into faith, and I started having to believe, right, that if I don't stay here this time, right, I'm going to die, right? And then I made a decision one day. I said, God, if you say you who you are, we're going to ride. And it's like getting on a bus with God. Sometimes I just want to ring the bell, right? Boy, but he just keep on going. He will not let me go this time. And I'm telling you this, right? Because I done been through some stuff in my life, right? I done had some trials and tribulations in my life that won't... I'm talking about... See, I know how to just say, fuck it. Start picking on the ground. Or stand in the lady building and get mad as shit with me when she leave in the morning. With her little daughter, and I gotta move out the way, and then she come back from home, from work, and come back home, and I gotta move out the way, in the same building, all day. Cause all I ever want is one. I just want one. I don't want anything else. Nothing in life. I don't even want a life. I just want one more hit. Please help me. So when I got in the program this time, all I wanted was you. I wanted y'all to help me out because I was tired of living the way I was living. I was tired of geeking, especially I was tired of going to jail. I was tired of hurting. God started trying. Look, God give you evidence. He keep giving the evidence that the program worked because the people here before me keep on showing me that the program worked. So I would be convinced, it's being convinced that the program worked. All I got to do is surrender. I gave up. If I don't surrender here, guess what? I'll be at 7D in the jail cell being like, oh, God. So I surrendered. Right? Now God's showing me some stuff, right? Like, another addict said it again. I moved out of my mother's house. Right? I ain't belly crawling no more trying to steal her purse. She ain't sitting on the couch no more, right? Because my mother used to sit on the couch every night, right? The ashtray, it filled the cigarette butts, and she got her little robe on, and she got her phone tucked under her arm, right? And the cigarette is burning, and when I come in, she'll know that I'm in the house, and she would put the cigarette out and go in the room, and lock the door. Because she was just waiting for her baby to get home. See, I ain't know that I was destroying my mother's life because her hair was falling out. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's a something in the jeans because my hair falling out too. But but her hair started falling out, right? But guess what? As I got clean, right? My mother don't smoke cigarettes no more. My mother's hair ain't falling out. She got a full braid of hair now. It's like, goddamn, I was doing that to you. So I'm talking about how I practice this way of life. See, it ain't easy, but it ain't hard. And somebody said, Corey, practice, 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 practice this way of life so it can become a new way of life. So I start practicing, right? And I start getting better results. See, God ain't finished with me yet. I already know this, right? See, what happened was, like, you know, I'm a plumber and I'm back in the union and since doing some step work and practicing the principles and getting closer to God, and it's like this plug right here, this socket. If I don't plug in, the light won't cut on, right? So if I don't plug into the source, I ain't gonna get nothing. So I keep plugging in the source every day, and I practice, and I talk to God, and, you know, I'm a Facebooker, right? Yeah. But what I do is, right, I read every day, right? Me and God be, like, plugging in, and then I spread it across the world, right? And then sometimes, right, I don't know who I be helping, but it be helping somebody, because I get it. It ain't for me. The only way I can keep it is to give it away. See, I ain't come down here by myself. Man, I came with a newcomer. Right? We came together. He was in a treatment center that I go to, like, on a weekend. And he identified with my story. And we identified and we just start crying at the meeting. I told you I'm Saul. And he started crying because, you know, addict identifying. Yeah. You know, that's how we teach an addict to do. Because somebody taught me how to identify him and stop identifying out. And now I finally got it. See, I can't talk this program. I got to walk it. I can't quote the literature. I got to walk it. Sometimes, right, we all the newcomer got. See, if I ain't walking right, he ain't going to think this program working. So I got to share, right, as honest as possible. I know how to be honest now. It ain't about me no more. I don't care what you think about me, you know. But I got to be who I'm supposed to be. And that's the man of God, right? And, you know, the job, right, that I got now, right, you know, I've been arrested like 30 times. 30 times. Man, my paperwork is like thick. It's like 30, you know, charges. They say burglary, two, death, burglary, two, death, breaking an enemy, destruction of property, breaking an enemy, burglary. I got a lot of burglary charges, right? So, my boss gave me this big, thick piece of paperwork like this, about this thick, right? And he said, you got to fill this out because this is the next job we're going to be going to, Corey. And I looked at it and it said, Clarence. I said, man, I ain't going to pass that one. He said, fill the paperwork out. I said, man, I'm telling you, I ain't going to pass that one. He said, man, fill the paperwork out, Corey. And what I'm saying is, right, like, when you tap into the source, right, when you tap in, right, when you tap into the source, God always give me the evidence. He showed me evidence that he is powerful. Because I got a job at Homeland Security doing plumbing work. I go to work like 6 o'clock in the morning, and I go. And they scan it like, cling. And I say, thank you. And I go to work every day, and I go to work so happy. They be like, man, why are you always smiling all the time? Why are you so happy all the time? I say, man, if you've been where I've been at, you'll be happy too. Go to work like this, dancing. Man, I'm telling you, man, listen. Newcomer. Right? When they say get a sponsor, get a sponsor. See, because if you don't, right, the topic is nuts. See, if I don't use somebody, I'm going to go nuts. Right? And I'm talking about with clean time, I can still go nuts. If I don't have an outlet to get rid of, see, I ain't know y'all brainwashed me. Y'all brainwashed me. See, because y'all started feeding me information and I got rid of the old information. It cleansed my mind. I didn't know that if I get it to the step work, it'll cleanse my mind. I don't think about 3 for $25 no more. Sometimes. But I can get on some step work. I can reflect. I can go back. Because if I know if I crack one of them bags and tear it open and spit it out and slam it and smoke, I'm going to go in here and say 364-50-007. And they're going to be saying stuff like 10-minute move, child time, wreck time, count time, recall. And my celly gonna be like, what we eating today? I eat stuff like fried rice, lo mein. I steal a lot of chicken out the kitchen. I steal green peppers and onions. And I sell them for stamps. You know what I'm saying? And tunas and mackerels. I don't want to never live like that no more. So this time, right, they said participate in your recovery. Participation, because I participated in the streets, and you already know the results I got from that. So I participated in my recovery today, and it got real good. Man, I'm living the best life I've ever lived. And I know it's getting better. I told you, God ain't finished with me yet. I went on another interview. I'm going to share this. I went on another interview, right, you know, at a treatment center. At a treatment center, right, that I, you know, take meetings to. And the lady said, you have a flawless reputation in here. She said, all we hear is about you. They talk about you, Corey. And it ain't bad. Because the only way I can keep it is to give it back. So I had to get into this literature so I can learn how to keep it, so I can learn how to give it back. Because I ain't trying to get nobody high. And I ain't trying to sell nobody no bad information. So I better invest in this program. I better invest in the program. Man, I love each and every one of y'all out here. Man, I tell you, I get soft out here, boy. I tell you. When I first got here, man, I done received so many hugs. You know what I'm saying? Get me all moist and soft. I just start crying for nothing. But you know what it is? It's the same thing that we sharing right now. It's our gratitude. Thanks for letting me share.